here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
If you've ever heard the sound of the wild pony out there in the canyons afore sunup and the crack of the fire with coffee a-boiling, then you'll know the feeling. A feeling of wide open spaces, of horse, leather, and riding roundup. Maybe it's your kind of country. If so, Paul Revere Toasted is your kind of cigarette. Paul Revere Toasted. Rich in flavor, big on taste.
Jeff, what's the first thing you'd do if your daddy said he was taking you to Europe on holiday?
I'd buy some skis.
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy a dartboard and darts to type with.
Oh, you're going to play darts on the plane?
No, when I get to Europe.
And what's the first thing you'd do?
I'd see the Standard Bank about travel deal insurance.
You would? Yes. Travel deal insurance, eh? Why?
Because daddy said he won't go on holiday without it.
What we've got, an invite to a gala ball.
At Mrs. Grumbleby Smythe's. How did you know? Because we got one too.
Eh? How did you get one?
Oh, it came through the post this morning.
No. I mean, why did you get one? I know why we did. Because we've been on nodding terms with them for years. But why did you?
Oh, well, I don't know, Thelma. Oh, except they probably remembered how Gerald pushed their car home for them when they broke down on the way back from Brighton last year.
What, for a little thing like that?
Well, it wasn't little, Thelma. It was just outside Brighton that they broke down.
Oh. Phyllis, what's happened to my other shirt? Oh, hello, Thelma.
Hello, morning, Gerald. I hear you're going to the Gumblebee Smythe Ball, too.
Two? Are you and Harry going?
Of course, why not?
Nothing, I'll just ask.
Mm. I see. I suppose you think Harry doesn't know how to conduct himself at functions like that, is that it?
Oh, well, Gerald didn't say that, Thelma.
Oh, no, but he hinted. He as much as inferred that my husband is lacking in the social graces.
No. I didn't. No. Don't go putting words in my mouth.
Now, you think you disgrace us before the Gumblebee Smythe friends. The pair of you think that, don't you?
No, Thelma, not at all.
Oh, no.
Well, I do. Harry's fine standing up at a pie cart. But he's not very good at hobbling with the knobs. I'll fix him, though.
Well, how, Thelma?
I'll send him to one of those schools of etiquette. That'll soon put him right.
I don't think Harry will like that.
He'll like it or get lumped. It's time he learnt a few manners.
What, Gerald?
Oh, Harry. Why didn't you knock before you entered the room?
Why? Were you up to something?
No, but that isn't the point. It's good manners to knock. Particularly when it's someone else's house.
But it's only Gerald and Phyllis's.
Only? Well, I'll have you know, Harry, that a true gentleman would behave just the same to me as to the Queen of England.
Yeah. All right. I'll cheer next time Gerald crowns you.
Harry, will you behave yourself? Gentlemen don't laugh at their own jokes.
Yeah. What's all this about gentlemen? I'm a gentleman. I take my socks off when I go to bed every night.
Yes, but you're supposed to wear pyjamas, too.
Sure. A lot of old rubbish. What's the point of wearing pyjamas over a shirt?
I think you're wasting your time, Thelma. Harry'll never be a gentleman if he lives to be 100.
Now, look here, mate.
It's breeding that counts, you know. Family background.
So? What I think you don't quite understand is that the history of England flows through my veins.
Oh, blimey. He's living in a world of his own. Come on, Harry. Let's get off and get you enrolled to the School of Etiquette.
You what? I'm not setting foot in one of those places.
But there's nothing to be frightened of. You weren't frightened when you went to an ordinary school, were you?
Yes.
Oh, all right, then. We'll go with you. Maybe we'll all learn something.
Hello,
to social etiquette in the country.
Oh, it's a very imposing sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alfred Wicket, gent maker. Debutantes brought out. Oh, let us make a toff out of you. 5 nicker a lesson, half price for the aristocracy. Prop, the Hon. Alfred Wicked. Licensed annually by the LCC, apply within.
Alf Wicket? Hang on, I've heard of him. What would Alf Wicket know about etiquette? He raises his little finger when he uses a cosh, but that's his lot.
Oh, don't talk daft, Harry. This must be another Wicket. It says in his advert he knows all there is to know about etiquette.
Hit it with your boots, it ain't locked.
Here, I thought this was a school of etiquette. Did you hear him? Hit it with your boot, it ain't locked. Hit it with your shoe, it ain't locked. Gentlemen don't wear boots. At least not them ones with the tabs hanging out of the back.
Right, what do you lot want?
Oh, yes, this is the right place, this is. No doubt about it, this boy knows. He's got it right off.
Look, don't waste me time. Start your business.
And I brought my husband along for you to turn into a gent.
Oh, well, that's different. Take a few seats. You couldn't have come to a better place. All the aristocrats come here to learn how to behave proper. I am an authority on good behavior.
Yeah, I know you are. You'd still be in prison if you weren't.
Now, do you mind? Look, if you want to enroll, it's 5 nicker a lesson. Or 10 quid a lesson for all 4 of you. Right, which will you have?
Oh, come on.
Take the economy price.
Oh, all right.
10 quid a lesson all in, eh? All right. Here we go, then. And pay attention. These lessons cost me time.
I wish that's all it was costing us.
Right, lesson 1, a posture. How to walk right. Here, you stick a dozen books from that pile in your head and walk across the room.
Why?
Don't argue, just do it.
Right. Look out. I'm coming through. Steady now. There. How's this?
Marvellous. You're a born walker. Well, that'll be a 10 quid for a start. I'd better ring it up so as I don't forget. Now, listen.
Wait a minute. Is that all the posture course?
Well, it is for him. I mean, he doesn't need no more. He's perfect. Oh. I've never seen a walker like him. Legs flashing out there one at a time in the same direction. Marvellous. You've had training before, haven't you?
Well, it's only a refresher course I need.
Lesson 2. Now, what's wrong with this sentence? Horses and cows is in the field.
The horses and cows am in the field.
No.
Oh, it's a trick question.
No, it's not.
Well, what's wrong with it then?
The cows and horses is in the field. Ladies first. Oh, the very hot man society.
Yes, of course. Wasn't that silly of us?
Oh, you'll learn. Well, that'll be another 10 nicker on the bill. Lesson 3.
Oh, we're going to do this, aren't we?
Well, I'm not surprised. It's your natural intelligence. You're amongst the quickest pupils I've ever had. Lesson 3. Table manners. I'm sitting at a banquet. There's 8 knives and forks on either side of me plate. What do I do?
Put 7 of them in your pocket.
All right, clever Dick. What do you do?
Yeah, we're paying 10 quid for you to tell us, mate.
You work your way from the outside using a different knife and fork for every course that comes up.
Oh, well, everybody knows that. What do you think we do? Use 1 knife and fork and wipe it on the dog?
Lesson 4.
Who said it took years of breeding? You know, another 3 tings on that cash register and we'll have our flags hanging up in Westminster Abbey, mate.
Lesson 4. How to address people. How would you start off a letter to an archbishop?
Ooh, now let's see. Dear Archie.
No.
Oh, I don't know him very well.
No, you've never met him.
Well, I know. Dear Mr. Bishop.
No.
Well, I don't know. There's not much more you can say. Archie, Bish. I mean, it can't be matey if we don't know him.
Well, don't write to him till you do. Lesson 5. Correct clobber. Now, when you go to a party in an aristocrat's townhouse in evening dress, do you wear a white tie or a black tie?
Oh, I know that one. It all depends how long the host has been dead.
Correct. Lesson six.
Oh, this is easy, isn't it?
Well, for me it is. I've never heard it so easy. Well, that's it. I've taught you all I can.
Now, what about lesson six? You've charged us for it.
Oh, well, that's the final test before you pass out. It's a sort of final examination. You've got to prove that you can mix with the aristocracy without being tumbled.
Oh, that'll be easy for a man of my upbringing.
We'll have to wangle an invitation for you to attend a society party.
No, we're going to one already. Mr. and Mrs. Gumblebee Smythe's gala ball.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, if you can go to that party and stay there all night without being thrown out, you've passed. And you will get diplomas to state that you are now fully qualified gents and gentesses.
It's a waste of time. You ought to let us have our diplomas now.
Oh, come now. The professional code of the Gentmaker Society doesn't allow me to. Right. That's six lessons, 60 quid.
Not yet, mate.
Eh?
We'll pay when we get the diplomas.
Oh. Well, no sense in waiting, is there, really? I mean, I can see you've got what it takes. Now, 60 quid, and you walk out of here with letters after your name.
Did you hear that, Phyllis, eh? What letters?
FGCS, Fellow of the Gate Crashers Society.
All right, we'll pay the man, Harry, and let's go. I've got to buy a few little things for the ball.
Like how much worth of little things?
Like how much you've got left when you've paid the man.
Hey, pleasure seekers, examine a Mazda and win a fabulous Holiday Inn vacation. Luxuriate in the carefree comfort and sumptuous luxury Holiday Inns provide. Interested? Visit your nearest Mazda dealer today. Take a look at a marvelous Mazda. Then, fill in a simple form and you're in line for the holiday of a lifetime. There are lots of free vacations to be won, so hurry. With a combination like Mazda and Holiday Inns, how can you lose?
Every General R280 radial has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The space and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radials, the long-living tires.
Dinner and you say, look, all right. Oh, blimey, sure you can do better than that.
All right, then. You look like a dog's dinner.
Oh, Harry!
Oh, no. Here, Phil, turn it up. Oh, stop it. You'll wash all the starch out of your corsets. Now, come on. You look smashing.
Oh, thanks, Harry. And you fill out that dinner jacket lovely.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got to have the figure for one of these, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Oh,
stone me, Gerald. I thought you were going to buy a new evening suit.
Yes, I was, until I had to pay that Alf Wicked £30 for teaching us something we knew already. And anyway, the suit isn't that old.
What? With lapels like that? Oh, bend your head down and you'll skewer yourself on those points.
Well, it may be old, but it's in very good condition. I filled the pockets with mothballs.
Eh? Oh, dear, I thought they were peppermints.
Well, are we ready to go?
Well, I am. I'm going to impress this lot something rotten. It's bound to get around what a top I am. Yeah, I can feel the sword cutting through my shoulder pads already.
Oh, blimey, well, come on, then. Hey? Now what, Phyllis? Oh, All right, Phil, you look very nice.
Oh, thank you, Delma. Well, I'm ready now.
Yes, then it's about time to. Come on, or the party will be over before we get there.
Could I help you in some way?
Oh, good evening, my man. Mr. and Mrs. Gerald Loader and Mr. and Mrs. Harry Duff.
Loader? Duff? I don't believe I'm familiar with you.
No, you're not going to be either.
May I see your invitation?
Oh, yes, certainly. Yes, there you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, well, I suppose it's all right.
But of course it's all right. Go on, shout out. Tell them who we are.
What my friend means is kindly announce us to the assembled gathering.
Certainly, sir. Shall I take your coat?
Well, I didn't bring one, but you can hang me scarf up if you like.
Very well.
Here, and that's my best scarf. Don't get it mixed up with anybody else's, will you?
I don't believe anybody else came in a football scarf, sir. They don't go with tails.
Well, they haven't got any heads either, have they? Eh?
No, sir. No.
I'll bet you butlers don't meet many distinguished people with a ready turn of wit, eh?
No, sir. No.
If we want you again, who do we ask for?
The name is Withers, sir.
Ah, look, you'll be having a drink and playing darts with him next. Come on, where do we go?
It's not for me to tell you, madam, but the other guests are in the lounge.
Oh, thanks very much. Come off the list. Let's have a look
around. Oh, yes. I want to see what everyone's wearing. Oh, I like that dress over there.
That is one of the parlor maids, madam.
Oh, come in, Delma.
Well, thank you, my man. If you see me snap my fingers, drop everything and bring me a double.
Yes, sir. With alacrity, sir.
No, just a splash of soda, mate.
My word, what a charming abode. I think we ought to mingle.
Yeah, there's a likely-looking lot over there.
Yes, of course, I wasn't in the slightest surprise, you know, when I saw Indian Rubber go up another 2 points this morning. Were you also, Charles?
No, quite frankly, I wasn't. I was in touch with New York over the weekend, and they recommended shipping, so I invested heavily.
Oh, very wise. That's very wise indeed. Imperial preference is improving as well, I noticed. I was chatting to a fellow from Amsterdam only the other
evening,
day.
Evening, all.
Hello.
Good evening. Yes, and he said diamonds were holding a good price, this man from Amsterdam. But of course, if the canal ever gets cleared, things will shoot up all round.
Oh, yes, yes, no doubt about that. Yes. Meanwhile, for me, debentures every time. I shall sit tight in my African tin as well.
Yes, and the Japs, they're the fellows to watch.
Oh, right? Yes.
Here, I see Diana Dawes is making another comeback.
Who?
Diana Dawes, you know her with the big...
Well, surely you know Diana Dawes. I mean, everybody must have seen the valley between...
Canada is a place of the future for mineral investment, of course.
Yes, I was talking to my brother only yesterday.
She made it up with that other bloke, you know.
Did she? The trade unions will be a vital factor in 74.
Oh, without a doubt, I've always said that...
That Rod Steiger business, that's all finished, you know. I said there was nothing in it right from the start, didn't I, Harry?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and the employers must also play their part.
Oh, I agree, yes, I agree.
That's her own hair, you know.
Is it? Shall we join the ladies, Lord Lerner?
Oh, good idea, Sir Charles. Let me know how you make out on your royal stock.
Yeah, I'm glad she's back anyway. She's a good girl.
Well, that's our first test over. I didn't feel out of that at all, did you?
No, mate, not a bit. Hey, I say, you there, butler. Hey, you with a tray of drinks?
Yes.
You want to watch that little bloke in the corner? He just nicked one.
He's entitled to, sir. Would you care for one?
Oh, well, don't mind if I do. And have one for yourself. Yeah, give me that one with the radish in it.
That radish is a cherry, sir.
I don't really mind what it is. It's a stick I'm after. These crab sandwiches getting your teeth something rotten.
Philistine.
Good evening.
I am the Duchess of Wallington.
Oh, I'm charmed, Your Honor.
How do you do, your Duchessship?
Is one of you the pianist?
The pianist? I beg your pardon.
His name's Duff and mine's Loader.
Oh, well, I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
I don't think you ever will either. Be earnest. Mind you, I'm not adverse to doing a turn if you're hard up. I know a few racy songs that always go down well.
No, I don't think we'll bother you. I like your evening dress. Midnight blue, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is, in patches.
Oh, the dancing started. We're going to do all the old-fashioned dances. Can you do Sir Roger de Coverley?
Why, has he been getting fresh? You just say the word, mate, and I'll take him outside and I'll do him proper.
Harry, Sir Roger de Coverley's a dance.
Oh, a dance. Yeah. Well, I don't do much dancing, just a little bit in the aisle at the pictures. But if you insist, I shall be delighted to trip the light gymnastic. May I have your arm?
Oh, but of course.
I'll let you have it back when we've finished.
Oh, it's a lovely party, isn't it, Gerald?
Yes, they're very much our class of people, of course, Phyllis. Not like Thelma and Harry. They're a bit out of their element.
Oh, I don't know, dear. Harry seems to be getting on very well with that Duchess woman. They're dancing very close.
Not as close as they might be if Harry hadn't tied his boots round his neck.
Oh! I wondered why he did that, Gerald.
He said he didn't want his hobnails digging up the parquet floor. What a ridiculous notion. Didn't want his hobnails digging up the parquet, really. If mine haven't, why should his?
Oh, well, you know, Harry, he always has to be different. He does seem to be getting into the swing, though, doesn't he?
I wouldn't say that, Phyllis. I'd say he was making an exhibition of himself. If Thelma could see him now, she'd have a few things to say. Where is she, anyway?
Oh, well, she slipped into the kitchen for a cup of tea with the cook.
Typical, of course, fraternizing with the hired help. I'm surprised she hasn't been asked to cut up some sandwiches.
Oh, she has. That's why she's been given a cup of tea.
Oh, look, there's Sir Arthur and Lady Blodgett over there. You remember, Phyllis, when their trolley bumped into ours in the supermarket?
Oh, yes. Cooey!
Phyllis, please. Shh. That's not the way to attract the attention of the aristocracy at a party. You have to bow and smile and wave your fingers at them.
Oh.
Like this. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Darling, what's the matter with you, Gerald? You look like you're practicing to be a commissionaire.
He was just saying hello to our friends, Sir Arthur and Lady Blodgett, Thelma.
Ah, what? Arthur and Felicity? Ah, where are they? Oh, yeah! Hey, Arthur! Felicity! Having a good time?
How do you know the Blodgetts, Thelma?
Well, Harry sells them a monogram bathtub from Glover's.
Glover's never had monogram bathtubs.
Oh, they did after Harry had been at them. He stuck their initials on with transfers and charged them double.
Thelma, really?
Well, what's the matter? Some of this lot round here could do with a good laugh.
Hello, Gerald. Hey, what's the funny?
Hey, well, among other things, you doing that old-time dancing.
What? Me feet were flashing around there like helicopter blades. I was doing all right, mate.
Oh. Why have you stopped then?
Well, the Duchess chipped a bone in her leg. She ran into one of my boots.
And when are you going to ask me to dance?
Well, I would, though, but I've chipped a bone in my leg, too.
Eh?
Yes, I ran into the other boot. And anyway, I've got something else to do right now.
Like what?
Well, it's just an idea I had to provide the Gumblebee Smythe's guests with a bit of entertainment. Here we are, then. Where is she? Come along now. Find the lady and win yourself a few quid.
Oh, I see. Yes, there and there. I should say there's nothing to it. I bet £5 that the Queen is there.
Right.
There. Well, let's have a look. Oh,
well, I'm dashed. I'll do that again. Come on.
Pleasure. Do it again. There's the lady, right? Yeah, keep your eye on her. Right. Where is she?
There. I'll bet £10 the Queen is there. That
counts. £10. Yeah. And do you know, I think you might have got it right this time. Let's have a look.
Oh, bad luck.
Well, there. You've missed her again. Right, who's next for a bit of a flutter? Well,
oh, yes, I'm
come
right.
along, gents, come along. The more you put down, the more you pick up.
Oh, Harry.
I don't think it's very funny, Harry, showing us all up at the party like that. I felt ashamed, particularly when you started that crown and anchor school.
Oh, it was lovely,
Gerald. And I didn't know where to hide my head when you started demonstrating knees up Mother Brown on top of the grand piano, Thelma.
Oh, well, what's wrong with passing on a bit of instruction?
Well, nothing, unless you charge £5 a head like you did.
Yeah, well, I mean to say... Think how much we had to fork out to that Alf Wickett for his gent-making lessons. We had to get it back somehow. And we'll be showing a nice profit when Thelma starts her lessons.
What lessons?
Well, this afternoon, I've got the Gumblebee Smiles coming in. And Arthur and Felicity Blodgett. And the Sir Charles and his wife.
And that couple from the Foreign Office.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And the Murgatroyds. And half a dozen others I can't remember.
And £6 a couple? Lovely.
But what are you going to teach them?
Stick the record on, Harry, and we'll give Gerald and Phyllis a quick demonstration for free.
Right, Phil.
It's very simple, you know. You'll pick it up in no time.
But what is it?
Modern dancing.
Oh, but Thelma, you don't know anything about modern dancing.
Don't you believe it? What we're going to teach them is modern dancing as far as they're concerned. Ready, Harry?
Ready, Phil.
Right, let it go. You put your right leg in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey-pokey and you turn all around, and that's what it's all about. Hey!
From fun-free Fiji in the South Pacific to Frankfurt, happy heart of modern Europe. Then on to Freeport, some port to the Grand Bahamas, and the blue Caribbean world of Peter Stuyvesant, youngest of the world brand. Rich, choice tobaccos in king size. Peter Stuyvesant, the international passport to smoking pleasure.
Smirnoff times aren't planned, they just happen. All you need is a bottle of Smirnoff and a little imagination. Phone your friends, bring on the mixers, and have yourself a breathless experience.
Because Smirnoff vodka lets you be yourself night and nightly and crystal clear. Smirnoff leaves you breathless.
That was Blossoming Out of Blossom Avenue with Valerie Miller Brown, Jim Williams, Gillian Lomberg, and David Horner, assisted by Ivor Kissen and Tom Meehan. The show was adapted from an original script by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton, and the director was Brian Squires. Join Springbok Radio next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors.